Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our guests, and welcome to Eagle Bend Community Church.
Thank you, Lois and Josh. That was quite a show, right? This little church does so much good for the amount of people that we have. It's just unbelievable. I thought that today we're going to have we're going to sing the Lord's Prayer or have a special presentation. And so I found these two little stories that I thought you might enjoy about the Lord's Prayer. This mother had been teaching her three-year-old the Lord's Prayer for several nights. And finally, she was decided to go solo. So the mother listened with pride as the little girl carefully enunciated each word right up to the end of the prayer and then said, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from email." And another little four-year-old prayed, "And forgive us our trash baskets as we forgive those who put trash in our basket." Let's start our service today with a word of prayer to the Heavenly Father. Father, we have hearts that are so full of thanks to you today. We cannot imagine how you could have known to answer our prayers for this piano. It enriches our service so much. We give you thanks for all of the prayers that you answer, even if they are not the answer we want sometimes. We are such a small little group, but we know that where we are gathered, you are here too. We pray this morning that you would bless all of those here, that you would speak to us through Bruce as he brings the message, and through the music as we bring it this morning. All of these things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Consider all the roads I have made.
this morning we're dedicating Clavinova to the church. Thank you, Terry Brady. I'd like to read Psalm 150 with a little editorial addition to it. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Praise him with a modern clavinova. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. We dedicate to you, O Lord, this piano and organ. May the sounds lovingly played bring joy, hope, and healing to many. May the talents nurtured here grow as lovers of music. May the hymns accompany the performances offered, the anthems of praise be pleasing in your sight. Help our community to grow in inspiration, passion, and grace. As we dedicate ourselves to lives of generosity and faithfulness, may we feel again your presence among us. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thanks again, Terry.
It's time now for us to begin our service with our first hymn of the morning. I'd like you to stand and join me as we sing, Take Time to Be Holy.
Let us pray. There we go. Heavenly Father, we have a congregation here today that has many needs, many sufferings, many sorrows, many joys, a great passion for you. And we ask you to bless everybody here. Put your hands on them, lift them up, make them strong. Make them come into your heart. Let them take your heart into you so that they may be closer to you and live a life that shines forth to others. Our passion, our mission is to reach out to others and help us to do that every day. Be with our armed services as they serve us all across this world. Keep them safe. Thank you for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Matthew 6, chapters 5 to 15. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. This is the word of the Lord. Would you please stand for the doxology?
We thank you, O Lord, for our blessings. We thank you for the opportunity to serve you here on earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, save me. Let's go down to the river to pray.
Thank you, choir. As you can see, I have a new pair of spectacles on. I had cataract surgery on Thursday, and it's really doing quite good. So, I can see better. I can see clearly now. Isn't that a song?
Yes.
Well, the Sermon on the Mount is where the Lord's Prayer is found. It's the granddaddy of all prayers. It's beautiful in its simplicity. It's right to the point. It gives a framework upon which we can take the Lord's Prayer and, as you read the Lord's Prayer, expand upon it. It's a conversation with God. You know, too often in liturgical churches, and I'm one of those Lutheran, Episcopal, and Roman Catholic churches, worship becomes rote. I remember the Lutheran service by heart from many, many years ago. The same order each week, the same prayers, the same responsive readings. Of course, the scripture changes every week, but every year it's the same around and around. Not that that's wrong, because that gives a lot of people comfort, like our new dog. Our new dog loves his cage. It's his security. It's his blanket. It's his bed. Thank you, Kathy. Kathy Vaughn gave us a beautiful bed that goes inside of his cage, and he loves that. It's like a cocoon for him. Well, I was a Lutheran for the first 30 years of my life and a pastor in several Lutheran churches, and there's a kind of comfort and security in knowing what's coming next. In this church, you never know what's going to happen. Very often, it's like the little child who, before he or she goes to bed, says, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take." Now, that's a little scary, because I remember as a kid, if I should die before I wake, now why should we pray about that? Well, I don't know. And also before meals, God is good and God is great, and we thank you for our food. It's like reading the Lord's Prayer too often. We say the Lord's Prayer every Sunday. Does it become meaningless? I hope not. Jesus offers a word of advice. He says, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on street corners and synagogues where everybody can see them. I tell you the truth, that's all the reward they will ever get. But when you pray, go away by yourself. Shut the door behind you and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father who sees everything will reward you. Now, because of that admonition on the part of Jesus, I'm not a great fan of going into a restaurant and making a big deal about praying about the food. Because I think of the publicans that used to stand on the street corners and recite these prayers over and over again from rote. But every time I do go to a restaurant, every time I eat a piece of food, I thank God for it in my heart. That's the important thing. And then Jesus goes on and says, when you pray, don't babble as other people of other religions do. They think their prayers were answered merely by repeating words again and again. Don't be like that, for your Father knows exactly what you need, even before him. But pray like this. Here's the Lord's Prayer in a modern translation. Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food that we need, and forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. For if you forgive those who sin against your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive you. That is so important. If you don't forgive others, God is going to say, why should I forgive you? There is so much in these mere 10 verses that in the entire books have been written on them. You know, if you Google the Lord's Prayer, you know how many responses you get? 5 million responses. But if you Google dieting, you get 44 million priorities. Well, before Jesus gets to the prayer, let's examine the structure around the prayer, the ground rules for prayer. He says, first, the key element to prayer is our attitude. Are we praying so that people see us, see how holy we are and say, wow, this guy must really, this lady must be really holy because they're able to pray out loud in the public? Are we forcing God to hear us because we are so eloquent and we say prayer in a way that is very beautiful and flowery and poetic? Do we pray loudly, hoping that we will be recognized, saying, hey, God, turn up your hearing aid. You know, I'm here. Listen to me. Make sure that you hear me. Then we babble on and on sometimes. And sometimes we talk too much. We don't stop to listen to God. That's so important. Stop to listen to God. When we hold back forgiveness of others, think in your heart, how many people in your life do you need to forgive? How many people in your life do you need to forgive? Think about that. That's so important because God wants you to do that. That's so important because forgiveness is not so much for the other person, but it's for you. When you forgive someone, it takes a weight off your heart. First, Jesus starts with two simple words, our Father. Some people have had a bad experience with fathers. I had a fantastic experience with my father. He died when I was 24. Unfortunately, I just started to become a friend with him, play golf with him, and he died. God, why did you do that? God is not a disinterested scientist. He is with us in our hearts. He's not just something out there. He's not just the starter of all things. He's not the beginning of all things. He's not only that. He is personal. He's with us. He's our father, our daddy, our papa. It's a position of intimacy. God is intimate with us. He wants to be in our hearts to be with us. Each year we celebrate Father's Day, don't we? It's coming up in a couple months. A good father spends time with his kids. He encourages them. He reads them bedtime stories. He embraces them physically. And he is irreplaceable. The same attitude that we need to have with God, that God in our life is irreplaceable. Nothing can take that place from us. We need to approach him as a loving father that wants us and just is in such joy. I remember, maybe I mentioned this before, when I was a kid in Brooklyn, New York. Great town, great little town in those days. And I'd be playing stickball or handball or street hockey or soccer or something. My father would be coming home from work down the street. I would drop everything and run up to him and give him a hug and a kiss, even as a teenager. In fact, even as a young adult, he used to kiss me. That's intimacy, and that's how we can feel with God. You know, we keep his name holy in worship. He is the most holy. Giving God the power with the line, may your kingdom come soon, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our own will is second place to God's. God's will is for our life. Please understand these words we are saying. We're giving up our plans and desires. Our plans and desires may change because of what God has done in our life. Tell you the truth, God really changed our life, Betty and mine, 11 years ago, almost 11 years ago when this church was founded. Who knew that this was going to happen? God knew. We didn't. We just couldn't do anything else because God grabbed our heart and made us change. The next line, it talks about daily provision. Give us today the food we need. Look at that video we saw about water. So basic. Look at what we have done to help these poor people in Africa have at least some clean water to drink and to bathe in instead of going down to the river. Like we sang, down to the river to pray, they had to go down to the river, and actually it caused them to die. Give us today the food that we need, the spiritual food, the sustenance in our hearts. That's so important. He's like a good daddy. He takes care of us, gets the food, the supplements that we need for our life. He wants to provide for us, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. As I said, that's so important. Sometimes it's difficult, isn't it? Jesus knew that what they were thinking, and he said, Why do you have such evil thoughts in your hearts? What is harder for you to say your sins are forgiven or stand up and walk? So I will prove to you that the Son of Man has authority on earth. So Jesus turned to the paralyzed man and said, take up your bed and walk home. Made such a change. Forgiveness is what is important to God. That is the big deal. The big deal of forgiveness for it makes the healing of hurts, dissension, misunderstanding. Words spoken in haste. Look at the book of James. Read that book sometimes, and it talks about words. Once they come out of your mouth, not much you can do about it. Thoughtless actions. All can be healed by forgiveness. The person who does the forgiving, as I said, is relieved of a burden. Now, after forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer protects us. It says, don't let us yield to temptation, but deliver us from evil. We are the devil's bait. It's like going fishing. The devil wants to fish us out of the water and take us onto him. Some of the manuscripts of Matthew's Gospel contained an ending to the Lord's Prayer, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Not all churches say that. This is a closing statement of a marvelous companion to the opening statement, Our Father, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Prayer is a powerful privilege. God has given us that privilege to speak to him and to listen to him. Prayer is a two-way street. You know, it's hard to get an audience with the Pope or with the President of the United States or the governor or mayors, but God is there all the time waiting, saying, here I am. Wow, how powerful that is. We don't always see the answer to prayers right away, but that's so that God will answer. The Lord's Prayer, a powerful outline to our own personal prayer. But the important concept is that I want to leave with you this morning is to talk to your God, talk to your Papa, your Abba Father, pray to him, listen to him, and it will change your life. Let us now confess our faith in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Let's stand now and sing another hymn. We're going to sing Come to the Table. Come to the table of mercy, prepared with the wine and the bread.
Jesus Christ, in the night in which he was betrayed, met with his disciples in the upper room for the Passover dinner. And while there, he took the bread, he broke it, and gave it to them, saying, take and eat, this is my body which is given for you. In the same manner also, after they finished eating the bread, he took the wine and said, "This is my blood which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Drink all of it in remembrance of me."
This is the prayer we were taught to say, and if the Spirit comes on you, please join me. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the
going to end today with this spiritual song that I think you're going to know and I think you're going to like. So let's stand and sing "This Little Light of Mine." This little light of mine, I'm going to make it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to make it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, to me, and I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. I'm gonna let it shine, 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 let it shine.
Well, once again, thanks again, Terry Brady, for the Klavanova. It's making a tremendous difference in our worship. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.